The information is based on a write-up by one of the senior members of the former ruling party, urging youth across the country, urging women, urging former ministers, permanent secretaries, and all the diversity of people to come up together to generate email messages to inundate the inbox for the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights, who is currently in Zambia visiting, and even offering doing a template for which others would now find it easy just to copy what would have already been designed as a scheme to tarnish a good image and human rights record of the new Donald administration of President Hakainde Hichilema.
The allegations here is that your government is arresting many opposition members. And here is the claim that you are doing so, according to the allegation, to demoralize the opposition ahead of the 2026 election.
That is a very, very simple and straightforward issue. I would like to place myself on record that there is no single opposition leader who has been arrested in Zambia on the basis of political retribution or political persecution. Zero. None. Anybody who has graced the doorsteps of the police station or the courts of law or indeed prison has violated the law to do with cyberbullying, to do with defamation, insulting people on social media, which provided by law in pursuant to the fact that where my human rights end, yours begin. Number two, anybody, particularly political leaders, who has appeared before the police court or may be destined to prison, is involved in allegations of corruption, abuse of public resources, or outright theft. I want to indicate here that one of the key tenets of good governance is the supremacy of the law, where the law is above everybody, every citizen, every person, and all of us are equal before the law.
Minister, as I saw the release they put out, and they have a whole list of members of the opposition Patriotic Front Party. They highlight particularly the case of Mumbi Piri. They go on to list as many as maybe 10 to 13 people. What has become of the case of these individuals? Have they been brought before a court of
competent jurisdiction? Thank you very much. The people who are arrested, not for corruption or theft, are just very few. They are actually a handful, less than 10. And these are mainly to do with insulting via social media. Number one, I must state here that it's untraditional and un-African to insult elders. And also, it is a criminal, according to our statutes, for one to insult another person. Now, a few of those colleagues they are referring to in that write-up have been directly insulting the head of state in a manner you wouldn't want to be repeated for your hearing. And that is against our laws.